You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
What it is, what it do? Welcome to 7K Pick, the Fresh Take Network football podcast. Why is it called 7K Pick? Well, it didn't work out last week, the parlay, Senator, I'm guessing.
It How close? Did, but I How will close? Tell you, I will load up the 14K picks and the 7K picks for you guys, so you guys know exactly how ridiculous last week was when it came to betting. We have had a few picks. So I messed up on the Bucks game.
Yeah, we all did. We all did. Everyone had that as a teaser, and every single one they did.
I messed up on the Green Bay game.
Everyone did, except for Jets fans.
I don't even think the Jets fans were so confident in making that.
Probably not. To tell you. Probably not. Probably not.
There's one other team that I messed up on. For some reason, it's not loading up, but I can tell you when I look at the week of which one it was. The Cleveland New England game. I was not thinking that New England would put up 40 points, pretty much 40 points.
Yeah, it's funny. So with the Pitt one, coach who's not with us today, he's dealing with a personal matter. He tried to talk us into the Steelers side of things, and then the New England thing, I tried to talk us into the New England side of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah.
The funny thing is I made two tickets. One was the 7K, one was the 14K. The 14K one, I went with what coach said.
For the Steelers, you went with Pitt. Okay.
Both tickets, it was the Green Bay game that messed up
everything. Yeah, they got me too.
I took one ticket with the New England one on it, but the Green Bay game messed everything up.
Well, I had, what was the one I had here? I had a parlay. Oh, it's gone now, maybe. Oh, here we go. Maybe I can find it. I had a Green Bay parlay. See if it's still on here. It's gone. But it was like Aaron Jones to like run 50 yards. Lazard to get, yes, Aaron Jones run 50 yards. Lazard to get 50 yards receiving. And Rodgers throw two touchdowns. I'm like, this is easy. This one. Then the only one I was worried about on there was Lazard getting 50 yards. And that's the only one that hits.
Yeah, that was like, I was so confused by it. I don't know what's happening with that team. And I don't know if you watch his Rodgers Tuesday, but he's like, yeah, they're still not worried. At this point right now, week six, you should be worried that you can't score at all.
Yep.
Like, I don't get it, but.
Well, like, we have the news on OBJ today, right? He's out to December now. So yeah, you can't really rely on that if you're Green Bay. Like, how did you not call Carolina about Robbie Anderson in the first place? Like, that should have been day one call. They should have been calling about Robbie Anderson. And how were you not gotten DJ Moore yet? They should still be on the line with Carolina right now trying to get DJ Moore.
They aren't focused on winning. I'm convinced of that.
100% not.
They're just like, we have Rodgers. Rodgers will win us games. 6 weeks in is proven that that's not the case. So let's, if you're a Packers fan, this might be a really tough season for you because the Vikings are playing, they're not playing amazing. Playing good enough to win.
Yeah.
So, and they're what, 5-1 right now?
5-1, yeah.
So you got to do something.
Are they of the top tier coming into the season, Super Bowl level teams? Are they the one you're the most concerned about? I guess just kind of looking at the standings, if I had to like do a bunch of concerned Super Bowl quality teams that we have, we'd have Green Bay. We'd have the, Green Bay, the Bucks. Or the other team, Cincy and the Rams and the Niners. Like, out of all those teams, is that the team you're the most concerned about?
I am like to make it or that they're not going to make it.
Just that maybe they're not going to make it, and maybe they're going to be lower in the than lottery draft. So I guess not lottery, but the top of the draft.
At this current moment, yes, but it's kind of a toss-up between the three of, to me, between the Bucks, the Rams, and Packers.
Yeah.
Because none of them are looking good right now.
The I feel like the I mean this week, if they lose this week, the Pack, then I'm going to be really concerned. My friend, Fresh Take representative Shauna, who's a big Packer fan for us, she's just completely lost all faith right now. That Jets game, I think, really drained her out, losing back to back to those New York teams. And I don't
Yep.
even know if the Jets are good. Like, do we know the Jets are good, or are we not sure the Jets are good?
I think the Jets are 2 years away from being
2 years
not
away.
contenders, but playoff team.
Yeah.
Like, I think that the Jets have such a young core that works together. Like, they drafted well, and they had
Man.
so many draft picks. They drafted so
The two
well.
best draft class we've probably seen, Senator, has been them and the Seahawks. Like, because the Seahawks are that secondary, Wollington and Kobe Bryant and getting Kenneth Walker and the O-linemen they got. Like, that's great. And then everything with what they've done with Garrett Wilson and Sauce and all the other additions that they added. And we knew on day one the Jets draft was good, but we're really seeing how good it is.
We're seeing them come together a lot quicker. Robert Saleh is probably laughing at everybody right now because
Yeah.
they had them so low, like their wins. I think their what's their win loss? It was the win over under on their wins. It was something like four and a half, something
Let's
like that.
go and
They
see if
were,
I can find it here.
like close to Falcons, and
Jets were 5.5,
five
and
and a
we
half.
all had the under.
We had the under mainly because Zach Wilson was out,
Yeah.
and we had no clue what his injury was. And Flacco being in there, but Flacco went in there and was just a simple game manager for the team that was drafted really well.
And their next game is against the Broncos at Denver, which
Oh
is
my gosh.
the biggest game of the year for the Broncos. Honestly, if the Broncos don't
It
win that,
is.
they may be like, and then they face the Pats, the Bills, the Pats, Bears is winnable, but then Vikings, Bills, Lions, Jags, Seahawks, Dolphins, like they could go on a losing streak right there. Like, as good as everything was, like that's a pretty,
We could
there's some
still be
tough.
right.
Yeah, we can still be
That's
right. Like, because I don't, the two wins I see in there is maybe splitting with the Pats. And then maybe that Bears game, maybe the Lions game, maybe the Jaguars game, but those are maybes.
those are all maybes. Because
Yeah.
you don't know what Jags are gonna come out. You don't because they're like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde right now. Like you have no clue who you're gonna get when you face the Jags.
Yeah, I mean, and we have teams too. Like, we have the Raiders that are 1-4. We believe they're still going to be a playoff level contender, right? We have the Steelers that are waiting for Cam Hayward and TJ Watt. If they can get those guys back, they're going to be a tough out in the AFC. So,
Even Mika coming back,
and
like
Mika coming
they
back.
miss
Yeah.
all of them.
The Browns, we know they have a good defense. I mean, this week, too, I think for the Browns, just looking at their schedule, Ravens this week, then Bengals, Dolphins, Bills, Bucks before Watson comes back for the Texans, they may be cooked.
If I was them, I know you gave him $230 million guarantee. I am not putting Deshaun on the field at all this year, especially with that
In
next,
good, a good faith
next,
kind of thing.
yeah, that next
Yeah.
nasty allegation that came out.
Yeah.
Just keep him out for the year. You're only paying him a mil. It's not really hitting your salary cap. Like, keep him out for the year. And when you actually start paying him the money that you owe him, really owe him,
Take for
then
the
put him
pick.
in. Yeah, like.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I mean, because I do think fully healthy Pittsburgh is better, fully healthy the Raiders are better in that AFC side of things. I don't know what to make of Denver. Jacksonville, I don't know what to make of them. Dolphins, they're gonna the Dolphins, I think now too, they got Tua back. I think we're about to see the Dolphins get back. I mean, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, before this Tua thing happened, we were talking about the Dolphins as an AFC conference team. So I don't want to lose sight on that because of the bad luck that they've had, like not having Tua, Tyreek's been in and out of the lineup. Like that team will come back to earth. But then let's talk about your team. Let's go to the NFC and talk about the Falcons, who are undefeated against the spread. And have the easiest schedule left in the NFL. So a tough one this week. Tough one this week against Cincinnati. But after that, you got the Panthers. You face this Chargers team who has maybe the worst coach in the league. Him or Nathaniel Hackett.
We saw the battle of the worst coaches
on Monday night. We did. And then you got Panthers, Bears, Commanders, Steelers, Saints. Like, it's all of a sudden, how are you feeling? Number one, undefeated. It's the longest a team has ever gone into a season against the spread.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fantastic.
One, I'm going to feel so vindicated choosing the over for my team, because going into the season, that was one that that's kind of questionable about, like,
you talked me into the over too. I took the over.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. What are the Falcons? The Falcons are, and the big thing that everyone got to remember is that win against the 49ers. We did that without CP.
Yeah.
Like we did
or that. Or Damian Williams, by the way, who's just kind of like chilling and waiting in the wings is Damian Williams. And I just realized, like, should the Falcons have Damian Williams just waiting?
Mm-hmm. Our team is really good. The coach is really respected by the team, as you saw after the post game when he took the O-line out to just have beers in the stadium with
fans. That was rad. Like, that was awesome.
Like, these are the stuff that these are the things that the Falcons are doing right now, and there's too much drama in Tampa Bay right now. So there's a very good chance that Atlanta could actually win that division, because we don't know what the hell the Saints are.
No.
The Panthers, as much as they say that this is not a fire sale, this is a fire sale.
Yeah.
And the Bucks are, it's going to be between us and the Bucks.
Yeah, because, I mean, for the Saints, I would kind of, I mean, the Saints are going to compete all year because they have to, because they don't have their pick, right? But this Cardinal game is a big make or break game for them. After this, they have the Raiders, who are going to be angry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they have the Ravens, the Steelers that will have Mika. And that Steelers game, if I'm not mistaken, that's about the TJ Watt return time.
Yeah, it is.
It's about that time.
I think they that's go, the week oh, sorry. That TJ returns.
Yeah. And then they got Rams, Niners, Bucks, you guys again in Atlanta, in New Orleans. Then they have Browns, maybe with Deshaun. Piece of shit to Sean, and then Eagles, and then Panthers. So, I mean, all of a sudden, and the crazy thing is that pick is Philly's. It's funny looking at the number one picks right now and being like, Philly and Seattle are just laughing right now.
Oh, yeah. They're like, these trades make the most amount of sense for us right now.
Like, and Olave is good. He was a great, it was a good trade for them, but just, now the irony is they probably could use Bryce or CJ or the Kentucky kid.
The crazy thing is they have three quarterbacks.
I know.
And they just can't get it together.
No.
Like, yes, Jameis had he had probably his best half against Falcons in the week one. But overall, that team is just, it's just names, to tell you the truth. There's not they're not actually coached well. If this was Sean Payton still coaching that team, I would be like, all right, they still have a chance.
Yeah.
It's a rookie head coach right now for the Saints.
Like, well, in some ways, because he coached my Raiders and he was a rookie then too. So
yeah, but even coming off of, like, you gotta fill big shoes.
Yeah. For
filling Sean Payton's shoes. Like, that's
it's
not a tough thing. It's not an easy thing to do. So, like, the Falcons have a really good chance of winning this whole division. We should be in the lead right now. We should be 4-2.
You should have just put some money down. You should. Yes, you should. You should have just put some money down just as a fan on the division lead.
At the start of the season. Yeah,
man. Cause you were the bottom, right?
We were absolutely the bottom, especially and the odds got even higher when the Baker trade happened. Like, that's the worst part about the whole thing too.
And not to, like, to pump you up, but just watching the Falcons this week, number one, they're a fun team. Number one, number two is, you and I have talked, the Calvin Ridley piece, they can bring him back and have this dynamic offense if they want to, or they can switch him off for something else.
Yep. You could get that trade off, do something, grab a next. To me, even for them, if I was looking at the future, as much as I like Calvin Ridley and I think that he would be such a dynamic player for us, draft a wide receiver, another wide receiver. Drake London will be in his second year. Drake London's already proven that he can actually play.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up a solid tight end. Like
a blocking tight end.
Yeah, make it a little bit easier for Pitts, because Pitts now, they're trying to train him to be a blocking tight end.
Yeah, go get like a Tyler Conklin type of guy.
Yep, or even the Auden guy from Tampa Bay. Like somebody like that, like just pick up one of those and you'll see the change in the offense. But like we're just run game and then pass. Like, and with CP being in the backfield, we saw what Huntley can be. We see what Algerin could be.
You have Damian Williams.
Yeah, like we got people. So like we're set.
And an honest question.
Yeah.
Like looking at the NFC, right? So right now the Falcons are technically on the inside out. But so I look at the NFC, and if the playoffs started, let's just say you're in the Rams spot right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or let's whatever. Like even just looking at the teams, like, okay, Eagles, I think, are a fraudulent 6-0 team. I think they're a good 6-0 team, but I don't think they're this undefeatable juggernaut. I think the Falcons could beat them in a one-game playoff. Minnesota, I think you guys could beat. I mean, the Niners you've already beat, the Bucks you beat, Giants you beat. Like, I think you have now a chance against all these teams if you just make the playoffs. Now you've shown that ability, and coaching is a big part of it.
Coaching is a big part of it, and so the Eagles are a problem, but here is the thing. If you can kind of shut down their offense in the first half, you can win the game. That's the problem that every team has. They come out dynamic in the first half. I think if you look at the stats, besides for this last game, the second quarter is where they scored pretty much all their points.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if you can shut them down in the first half, you have a solid chance of winning the game.
Yeah, I think you guys in Seattle, I think those are the two that are surprising people. And now Seattle with Kenneth Walker, as much as you don't want to see injuries, mm-hmm. and it's unfortunate that Rashad Penny has gone down, but Kenneth Walker, he's already propelled himself to a top five fantasy running back. It's crazy. Yep. It's crazy. And they're going to kind of be the busters of, I think, some people's playoff hopes, because they're just well-ran, good organizations. I mean, the Giants, looking at their schedule, I think that, and that was my next question. Okay, we talked about the Jets. We don't think the Jets are serious. Giants, I think we do got to take them seriously. Now Jacksonville is favored in that game. Please go and hammer. I think it's still – is Jacksonville still favored in that game, or is the line shifted?
From what I saw, it was Jacksonville still favored.
It's still Jacksonville 3. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Giants win that. They're 6-1, and then they face the Seahawks, and then they go on a bye, and they come back Texans-Lions. So they have a chance to be, 8-1, 9-1 before they face the Cowboys, potentially. I don't know how they're doing it. Like, kind of like you guys, like, they don't really have a quarterback, but they're just kind of using the ball and running and just making it work and having good coaching with Brian DeBall, who's probably the coach of the year right now.
He is the coach of the year right now. I know everyone wants to kind of look at Philly's coach, or they want to look at Bill's coach.
Mm-hmm.
But for a team that their win-loss thing was supposed to be super low, and now they only have one loss, like, he is the coach. He is.
It was
the coach
7.5, and we laughed at it.
Oh, yeah, we definitely did. I know for sure I probably was laughing internally very, very loudly. So, like, I don't know. There's, like, looking at this past week, there was so much stuff that happened that I was like, I think I messaged a whole group, and I said, I put together my top five worst teams of the season.
Let's do it.
Okay. So let me load it up. I know off the top of my head who the top three were. So one, Carolina.
Yeah, they're terrible.
The Panthers have been horrible.
Yeah. And they're probably going to have CJ Stroud now.
Yeah. Number two, Broncos.
Yeah.
Number three, this was where I had a little bit of a... So 3-6 was where I was a little... I was debating against myself, but I came up with a finalized list.
Okay.
Number three is Houston.
Okay.
Number four is Washington.
Yeah.
Five is Detroit.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but it's true.
I might do a slash and put the Colts there.
So yeah, the Colts had that game this week with Matty Ice, looked like Matty Ice again. So now it's like kind of like, eh?
Yeah, that's kind of what kind of put the okay, they dropped down to six.
Yeah. But
the Colts also did not look good in four out of the six games that they've played so far, or three out of the five games. I forget exactly how many games they played.
Yeah.
But they got shut out by Jacksonville. They looked horrible with Denver on that, was it Monday night game? Thursday night game.
Yeah.
That's my top five, though. Panthers, Broncos, Houston, Washington, Detroit.
Just looking at the Broncos schedule now, because I find it – the New Orleans team is funny because of risking it for Olave, but they might still be competent. The Broncos scene is way funnier because they – I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they owe the Seahawks their first, second, and third in this draft.
Mm-hmm.
And so their schedule coming up, and you know, since it's Western Canada, the part we live in, we know a lot of Seahawks fans in this area. So they have the Jets this week, which could be a loss. They have the Jaguars, which is in London. We'll see if that's a loss. They come back, face the Titans.
I'm glad we both get to like sleep through that game.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Then they face the Titans off the bye in Tennessee. Could be a loss. They host the Raiders. The Raiders have beat them seven times in a row.
This would be eight.
Then they face Carolina at home. They did it. They're going to get their third win of the year. Congratulations. Bronco country, let's ride.
I'm not even sure if they're going to get that
win. I don't know either.
Because Sam Darnold will be back. And like,
true.
Like, yeah, I just.
Listen to this, Senator. After that, Ravens, Chiefs, back to back.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and then Cardinals, Rams, Chiefs, Chargers to finish off. Seahawks fans, congratulations on your top 10 pick.
Those are going to be the ones where you don't even want to do the – when you even watch Red Zone. Like, yeah. All those red zones are just going to be for the other team about to score. Like, it's just – yeah.
I try to tell this about the Broncos thing because I do watch a lot of Seahawks games. And I could just tell, like, the last 2 years, Russ was done. He was cooked. He was not cooking. He was cooked. And I believed in Seattle, and I took the over in Seattle just because I trust in the installment of John Schneider and Pete Carroll and what they have there. It's kind of Spursy in some ways of what the Spurs used to be, right? If they just are like the Pats do, right? They put good people in that organization. Like, the Pats are not a good team right now. Make no mistake about it. But they're such a good organization with Belichick and everybody that they have in charge there. The Pats are going to will themselves to still be an average football team. You will not see the Pats bottom out. Like, the Pats may be 7-9 this year, despite what Bill Simmons thinking they have the best defense and all this kind of stuff. Bill Zappi's the next coming.
Yeah. He got to chill out. Yeah. Honestly, I love watching the Pat McAfee show on Mondays because they do the overreaction.
Yeah.
So Connor was like, you know, we're here with like a, we have two future Hall of Famers right now in Mac Jones and Zippy. And if you look at it, Mac Jones was a first-round pick, just like Drew Bledsoe was a first-round pick, and then Zippy was a later pick, just like Brady was a later pick, and this is what we're seeing right here. I was dying of laughter just listening to those guys.
Zappy is a good game manager. I will say that about him. And that's something that Mac can't do as much. Mac tries to risk too many big throws. Yeah. And that's something Zapp has been able to do. I mean, their defense has been good for the Pats. The defense has been really good. But I do think they are in total overreaction. Like, they got some good wins. But the Pats aren't a team that I'm super terrified of. As someone that's speaking right now that has a team that's 1-4 that needs to do this giant ladder climb to get back to the playoff race, they're not a team on that path that I'm worried about. I'm more scared about the Steelers with the fully healthy TJ Watt, Cam, and Fitz, to be honest.
Honestly, for you, though, your team is coming off their bye this week.
Yeah.
And besides for the Chiefs, your division looks really bad. So yeah.
Should have beat the Chiefs. If we would have beat, like, if you look at our schedule, we probably should have beat the Chargers in that first game.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely should have beat the Cardinals in that game.
Mm-hmm.
We probably should have beat Tennessee. We could very well be undefeated right now. We're not. We definitely should have won that KC game, 100%. So we have a hill to climb up with. But I would say in that Buffalo Kansas City game, I walked away with that. I'm like, I mean, Kansas City, just when they had that ball, I didn't feel like how I did in January, where it's like they can go and get a touchdown, they can get a field goal right now. And that's why now, kind of watching back that Raider game, I'm like, I kind of question now. I don't know if Pat has, and the Chiefs offense has, that same ability and weapons in that 2-minute warning. He can obviously do it, but I don't think you're as scared about it. And that Bills game, I don't feel like the Bills were scared about Pat coming back down and getting them.
So I want to say that I was absolutely wrong. I am the type of person that if I say something on the podcast, I got to admit when I'm wrong on the podcast.
Yeah.
That Chiefs-Bills game made me realize how important Von Miller is to that team. Yeah. I was like, okay, yeah, he'll come in there. He'll kind of change the culture. He brings some leadership, all that stuff. But watching a few of these Chiefs game, they double Vaughn a lot, and he still gets through there.
And you see how much the Rams miss him.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, even from this first 6 weeks, it kind of justifies the salary that they gave him, because mm-hmm. He is going to be the difference maker for that team when it comes to defense, especially if we're looking at kind of the matchup that we may think that we're going to see.
And he's going to have the chance. I think he may be the first player, correct me if I'm mistaken, the first player to win 3 different Super Bowls with 3 different teams.
I think he might be, to tell you the truth. And watching the Bills game and watching how Philly plays, I was like, even if Philly makes the playoffs, they can't beat this Bills team.
No.
And like, Josh Allen, first of all, Josh Allen, the only way that any team to me is making it out of the AFC, except for the Bills, is if Josh Allen gets hurt.
Yeah.
Because Singletary doesn't have to have a big game, because Josh Allen will run the ball himself.
And if they get CMC,
they get to take over.
It's over.
If they get CMC, if I was them, I would not even play him until like week 14.
Yeah.
Give him 3 games to get used to what the offense is kind of looking like, and only save him for the playoffs. Like, I would not use him at all this year. I'd pay him, not use him at all.
No, I agree.
But it's a... This past week was just a funny week to watch football.
And
I know a lot of people's tickets did not hit because of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, let's and I guess the other thing is just that kind of came, 2 last things. The Brady stuff. Just weird season for Tom. Like, you know, he yells at his teammates on the bench and everything. It's like, hey, Tom, I know you are arguably the greatest football player of all time, and all that, and you're the leader of that team, but you don't really get the right still to yell at your teammates when you're out partying on a Saturday and missing walkthroughs and missing practices to go to your ex-boss's party. You don't get that right.
I think what makes it even worse is that Belichick wasn't there.
Yeah.
So, like, Belichick is still employed by Kraft, and he didn't go.
No.
And you took a private jet. You miss walkthrough. And then you're yelling at your team.
Yeah.
Maybe what's his name from last season?
Bruce Arians.
Bruce Arians.
Who he got fired.
Maybe Bruce Arians. Well, Bruce Arians is a consultant.
Yes.
Yeah. maybe Bruce Arian, when he saw that announcement that Brady was coming back, he was like, you know what? I don't want to deal with this headache anymore. I'm too old. I just want to sit on the sideline. Let's let somebody younger deal with him, because
yeah,
I can't be bumping him with him anymore.
No. And then I guess the Tua thing today, saying he couldn't remember anything. I'm like, why would you, if you're Dolphins PR, mm-hmm. why did you let him say that?
Okay. I was going to come in here with like bigger stories until that story came out today. And I was like, what? Who okayed this to go out, first of all?
Like, it's been a weird, for in our realm, Senator, it's been a weird 24 hours with concussions, because you're looking at a wrestler like Hangman Page. Yeah. We're like, please just be a concussion.
Yeah, just be okay.
Like, just be okay, because if you don't know, the wrestler Hangman Page took a very nasty twist yesterday. But for this Tua thing, it's just like, it's kind of died down. He's coming back in Sunday Night Football, and now saying he can't remember anything. I get, like, it looks bad in your organization, because mm-hmm. they wanted to play you.
And it's like, you're coming back for pretty much a big game, because the spotlight is, whichever game he came back for, it was going to be a big game, because the spotlight is going to be on, is he okay? Is he whatever? They're going to, I guarantee you're going to see the replay of the hits that he took at least four times throughout the game. Like,
it's just, and I don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always the worst one. It's like, for in our world, like when Big E ended up with that neck injury and they kept showing it, we're like, we don't want to see this. Like,
no.
It just made no sense for you to allow that to go out the week when he's returning. I could see like 2 weeks down the line. Okay. Maybe
off season
for sure.
Cause you kind of forget about it. Maybe it'd be like a big outrage for a day. It's like, it's the off season.
Yeah. But the week of your return, not the smartest PR move.
No. That was it for my stories. You had anything else that I forgot to talk about?
Yeah, so I was going to come in here to talk about the beef between Dallas and New England, because Jerry Jones supposedly told Robert Kraft, don't fuck with me.
There's a lot of owner drama going on. Jim Irsay and Snyder.
The owner meeting owner happened. Like,
yeah.
It was interesting because I guess it was over. They wanted Jerry Jones wanted more details in Robert Kraft's contract, like more clarity in Goodell's contract. And then Robert Kraft was just like, "Yeah, just pay him. It's okay, whatever." And Jerry Jones pretty much just said, "Like, yo, don't fuck with me." Like, what is happening with these old men out here?
Oh my god,
they're going crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I think his Robert Kraft isn't going to fuck with Goodell, right? Because of everything that's happened in the past, especially with the fact that he got away with his own Deshaun Watson level bullshit, and Goodell kind of slid that under the table. So I think at this point, Kraft's going to do whatever Goodell tells him to do.
Yeah, and Jerry Jones is not, because I think if there's one, if you're looking at the most powerful person in that organization, doesn't matter if you have Walmart money or anything like that.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones is that guy you got to get that approval from.
Yeah. Because the Cowboys are the Cowboys.
Dan Snyder only still has a team because Jerry Jones allows.
Yeah. How about Dan Snyder, though, being like, I can blackmail all of you? Like, what? What the fuck?
These owners are going crazy out here.
Dan, I've seen my owner's haircut. I don't know what's worse, that you can give him Mark Davis. I've seen his haircut. That's my beef with my owner, is his hairline.
That was a crazy haircut.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you.
All right. Let's get to preview the week here. We have more buys. By the way, really stupid thing that happened. So I'm in most of my leagues are in Yahoo for fantasy. Yeah. I have one league that is on NFL.com. This is the first time I've ever been in this league. It is a bye week.
What?
Exactly. There is, rosters are on hold. You can't pick up anyone on the waiver wire. Your whole roster is just gone. You can't do anything. It's a bye week. Stupidest shit I've ever seen in my entire life.
That absolutely has to be the dumbest thing in the world.
Like, well, you know, there's an extra game in the season. I'm like, okay.
So
well,
how long is the season?
So they're like, well, yeah, because the NFL had an extra week. We put a bye week. I'm like, that is the dumbest shit I've ever known. And you should have put that in when you started the season. You should have been like, hey, there's a bye week in this week. And also, it's like, if you're going to do a bye week, fine, you're going to do it. Why is it not week 9 when Cleveland, Dallas, Denver, the Giants, Pittsburgh, San Francisco are all on byes?
I don't think they – whoever set that whole thing.
Don't get me wrong. This is the brutal fantasy bye week, too. Buffalo, Rams, Minnesota, Philly. Brutal bye week for fantasy. I mean – somehow I escaped that. I don't have any of those players on my main teams. But it just, I've kind of had it up to here in this league because there was no IR either. Like I drafted, got a Brian Robinson at the start of the year and a few other guys that were injured. Hopkins, I guess you can put him in IR. But I was like, oh yeah, I'll just put Robinson on IR and there is no IR. So no IR and then a bye week. Two major negative strikes about me coming back to this league next year. And the buy-in's $150.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, no. If, honestly, I've learned that Yahoo and CBS have been like the two best ones I've
done. Yeah, I've heard good things about CBS.
Yeah, those are the two best ones I've done for fantasy. But like,
yeah,
that is wild.
Yeah, so that's my rant on that. So yeah, Buffalo's on a bye. The Rams are on a bye. Minnesota, Philly's on a bye. I think out of all those teams, the team that needed the bye the most was the Rams.
Oh, for sure.
They for need sure. to if, figure their shit out.
If I was Buffalo, I would have tried to like switch my bye with like later on down the season.
Yes, same with Philly.
Yeah, you don't need that right now.
No. Our Thursday night game is better. We're getting better. Next week is not bad. It's Ravens and Bucks next week.
That's what we're watching.
Yeah, this week's better. New Orleans and the Cardinals, although it's the Saints without what? No Jarvis Landry, no Michael Thomas, and is Kamara playing?
He's questionable.
He's questionable. So none of the Saints starters. No Hollywood Brown, but they'll have the debut of Robbie Anderson and the return of DeAndre Hopkins.
So it's a good game because of that.
Yeah.
But also, Arizona's... they have so much internal problems right now. It's not
Kingsbury.
Even. Yeah.
You did your ranking of worst coaches. So now that Matt Rule's gone, Cliff is the worst, right?
No. Nathaniel Hackett is still.
Yeah, you're right. So, yeah. Okay. So our worst He's coach rankings.
Three. He's top.
Nathaniel Hackett 1, Staley 2.
Yep.
Staley 2, Cliff 3, Josh McDaniels 4.
Will I put him 4? I might have him 5th.
Who else we have in there? Because like I look at like the bad teams, like I don't think Dan Campbell's a bad coach.
No, I just
think he's an unfortunate rusher. And even with the Texans, I don't think Lovey's a bad coach.
No, he.
The Texans are closer in this game than they have any right to be.
Yeah. I would put Cleveland's coach.
Right, Stefania and Rivera.
You know what? I'm going to put Rivera 4 just because of the comments that he was making in the press conference and then got mad at the media for publicizing what he said. Okay, I'll put Rivera 4.
If the Broncos lose to the Jets, do we think Nathaniel Hackett gets fired? Like, so the bye week is week 9. Do we think Nathaniel Hackett can get to the bye week?
I think so, because who are you going to replace him with?
I guess. At this point, I don't see him coming back next season. I mean, the Chargers apparently were flirting with Sean Payton this week.
Yeah. Unless you can convince Payton to come out of retirement to just coach the team, at least, you're keeping Hackett for the year.
You know what's wild is everyone was so high on the AFC West, and potentially all the coaches at the end of the year could be fired.
Yeah. Well, honestly, I think everyone except – well, we already named the top two that might get fired.
Yeah. McDaniels, maybe.
McDaniels is a high maybe because it's going to be like your first year, you just got these new weapons. Okay, yeah, cool. We'll give it the next year. And then he'll be on a short leash next season if he doesn't turn around this season. But
yeah, well, and Ziegler's the GM, so that helps him.
Yeah, but Denver and Chargers, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a...
Well, because Denver has no out. Like, no. You have this $250,000 to Russ for the next 5 years, and you have no out. And now you don't have draft picks.
Yep. You're kind of stuck with what you're stuck with at this point right now. So
at least the Chargers the JC Jackson contract looks disastrous. He was benched and he paid him $82 million.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Was that a case senator of a classic Patriots make this guy look way better than he really is guy?
Systems make a person, man.
Yeah.
System can make a person like one of the things that from any time I was watching football, from Deion Sanders, who would make whatever position, you could put him anywhere, he was going to fit.
Yeah.
Revis, there was a reason why they called it Revis Island. Mm-hmm. Like, if you had to put him in a cover two, a quarter, it doesn't matter. Like, he'll be able to play it. But then you also have system guys. J.C. Jackson was a system guy.
Yeah.
Richard Sherman, when he kind of got out of Seattle, was a system guy. Like, we seen what this is.
My guy, Nambi, when he left the Raiders, went to Philly. Kind of a system guy with system the Raiders. System guy.
Yeah. Like, right now, one of the happy things that I have with Atlanta is Terrell isn't a system guy. He's just a good...
Yeah, he's so good. I was so mad at that pick. I wanted him.
So, like, yeah, a lot of people draft based off the system, and then a lot of people pay extra to get them off of that system, thinking that it'll benefit their one. But if you don't have a similar system, it's not going to work. Like, you're just paying somebody extra money for no reason. Like,
yeah. So Arizona's favored 2.5 in this. You know, we talked about coaches. Like, Cliff could be a coach fired this year, too.
He could be.
Yeah, and this maybe is a game that could happen?
I'm going to go with the Cardinals for this one.
They have Vikings after this, and then Seahawks and Rams and Niners and Chargers. They lose
the Seahawks, that's where it really gets questioned.
Yeah, I mean, they probably – so what are their wins? They beat the Raiders in a game they had no right to win. The Raiders should have won that game. And they beat the Panthers. So realistically, they lucked into one win.
Yeah.
So realistically, they should only have one win so far. They shouldn't have won the Raider game.
I'm going to choose the Cardinals because of Hopkins coming back and Robbie.
Me too. Yeah.
I think we have – with no Michael Thomas, with no Landry.
They're just double-team Olavie.
Yeah. So I'm going to go Cardinals, but like – this still isn't really a game I really want to watch, to tell you the truth. I'm going to watch it because I'm a football fan, but I don't really care to watch this game.
Well, you're just going to take it as a Falcons fan. You're going to take joy in the downfall of the Saints.
Oh, yeah, because they shouldn't have won that first game. So,
yeah. Then we have starting off. This is not a great slate of football this week, folks. This is a rough slate of games this week. Good thing the NBA is back. But we have Indy and Tennessee. In Tennessee, this is maybe the best game in the morning slates, or at least one of them. Tennessee's favored by 2.5. I kind of like the Colts in this one because I'm buying back into the hype.
Tennessee just came off a bye, though.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
So I'm going to go Tennessee with this one.
Mm-hmm. Tennessee's home, too.
Yeah, because they're coming off a bye. They've been home the whole time.
Yeah.
Colts kind of squeaked out that win against Jacksonville again.
Yeah.
Like, I know the score doesn't make it seem like they squeaked out the win, but they were down one. And Matty Ice got that touchdown throw. So I'm going to go with Tennessee on this one.
Bucks and Panthers, the line is 10.5. It almost seems too high.
I am going to go with the Bucks on this one because with everything that's going on with the media, And Tom, I think this is a game where if Tom was to even allow this to be a close game, they are going to get on his ass even more. So
this is PJ Walker, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go Bucks on this one.
Packers versus Commanders. This is kind of a big game for the Packers all of a sudden. Tyler Heinicke will be the quarterback in this one. I didn't necessarily agree with that for the Commanders. At this point, just see what Sam Howell has.
We knew that Heinicke was going to be the one because they gave him a contract last season.
Yeah.
And so they're just trying to get return on investment with that one. What's the line in this one again?
It's 4.5 for the Packers. It's in Washington.
I don't trust the Packers.
I know.
At all. Even at a 4.5. Because normally they're like at 7.5 or 10.5. I don't trust them at all. To me, this is a must win for the Packers. So
oh, yeah.
I will go Packers to cover, but I am not confident at all in this.
Intriguing over under on this one. It's 41.5, and I kind of like the over.
I'd go the over for this one.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a little too low.
Packers have been averaging like 15 points over the past couple of games. So, but I would go over if you're choosing the over under.
Detroit and the Cowboys. Detroit's off a bye. Cowboys get Dak back, and the line is a touchdown.
I'm going to go. Does Detroit get all their players back, though?
St. Brown, I think, is back. DJ Chark is questionable. Josh Reynolds is questionable. Swift is questionable. But it looks like St. Brown is good to go, though.
If all their questionables play, then I'm choosing Detroit.
And Jameson Williams was not ready to come off the NFI list. I don't think Jameson Williams is going to play this year.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, so he's just a stash in fantasy for people.
Swift is back and St. Brown is back. I'm choosing Detroit. But if not, then Dallas.
And then your Atlanta Falcons against the Bengals. Will it go to 7-0 against the Lions?
What was the spread again? Was it 2.5?
6.5.
For the Bengals? For
the Bengals.
Oh, Falcons all the way. I have Falcons winning this game. So
yeah, I don't know what Vegas is doing. Like, they're trying to get to, I picked the Falcons in my parlay too, because I'm like, I don't think it's that high. And this Falcons team is a tricky team to beat. And since he has just had that Super Bowl hangover and they're up and down. And old Jamar Chase, but so
we do. But if you even look at the Falcons game,